ultimately, the Ebrington site will come under the auspices and control of Derry South and Strabane District Council. That hasn't happened yet, but the responsibility for that will be devolved from the offices of the First and Deputy First Minister. We're fairly hopeful that that'll happen actually within the next 12 months or so, but clearly there needs to be finance from central government built in around that as well.
Now, there have been questions raised, particularly after City of Culture, at the fact that there hadn't been the pace of development at Ebrington that had perhaps been anticipated. City of Culture and its immediate aftermath really put a focus on Ebrington, and I suppose really now we're seeing that focus being built on and perhaps brought to its fruition.
Yeah, the focus around Ebrington around the year of the City of Culture obviously was that it was used as a major event space, and there will still continue to be some forms of events in Ebrington, but we're going to see the development of new infrastructure in Ebrington and new kinds of businesses. Now some of that information is still relatively commercially sensitive, you know, but there's a very great interest there in the development of a hotel on the site, which would have a significant number of beds in it. And obviously a hotel, for example, wouldn't lend itself to huge pop concerts outside the front door. And of course, we have seen the development already beginning of the new distillery and visitor centre at Ebrington. And of course, the City and District Council also have plans for a maritime museum at Ebrington as well. So we're seeing a maritime museum, a hotel, leisure developments, retail offerings, and in some cases, actually, towards the back of the site, there will be some housing for local people as well, you know. So these things all take time, and yes, I know, and certainly I'm appreciative of the fact that when it was controlled from central government, it didn't move as fast as maybe people in the city, and I even myself would have liked to have seen. But we are starting to see opportunities arise, and we're ever hopeful and expecting that over the coming years we will see significant development in the Ebrington site. I mean, this is a hugely important area and the city, and it's worth enhancing and regenerating many of the listed buildings there, and of course a key cluster of landmark buildings on the Ebrington site.
Over the coming years, Derry City and Strabane District Council and others will be trying to ensure that the development at Ebrington is balanced and it really brings the area to where it can be in terms of being a focal point for the city. The potential is there. You believe that potential can be realised?
I think the key to this is balance on the site, and I think it is important, obviously, that under the auspices of the City and District Council, that we always bear that in mind. Development on this site will provide a very significant boost for business, for tourism, create employment opportunities and revitalise a site which was first built in the 1840s. And so we will see new cafes, new offices, creative industry spaces, maritime museum, hotel, leisure developments, all of that sort of thing, and it can of course only ever be a good thing for the people in this city.